all day, so I dreamed of Christmas.
George Michael. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting, Channel 1, and it's time now to actually look ahead into the future, and I can safely predict, I feel, that over the next 20-25 minutes or so, well, we're actually blessed by the tremendous insight into nutritional work and good health that Dennis the Chemist brings to us. We may just have a couple of mentions of enjoy the holiday season, but beware the demon and spectre of excess sugar. I suspect that might just come through. What do you think, Dennis?
How did you know?
I just looked into that crystal gazing thing. I thought, where are we going with this? Over to you, sir.
Well, every week you allow me to discuss health problems on your wonderful programme to all your thousands of listeners and those who listen to the podcasts as well. I believe you cover about 35,000 people. So this morning I'm sitting here surrounded by cuttings from different newspapers, where I'm reading in the newspaper the journalists are writing what they've learned in the last few days, the new information about health, and because I've been working with products made from a Danish company called Pharma Nord, these are health food products which I sell in my pharmacy. And many, many pharmacists and health food stores right across Great Britain are selling these health food products made by Pharma Nord. Now, in Denmark, the law is that health food products have to be made by Danish law to pharmaceutical standards. That's the only country in Europe which has this proclamation that health food products have to be made to pharmaceutical standards. So I got into selling these Pharma Nord products over 20 years ago, selling them in my pharmacy here in Prestwich, Manchester. And they've just been amazing as to how they help people's health. So they've got about 48 products. Some of them are based on minerals, like biomagnesium is obviously giving people magnesium, and bioselenium with zinc is giving them the world's rarest mineral, selenium, with some extra zinc. Or you can have selenium on its own, bioselenium precise, a precise amount of 200 millionths of a gram of this mineral, selenium, actually, Great Britain soil, it just works out from when the planet was formed 4 billion years ago that we drew the short straw. We've got the lowest levels of selenium in the world as a country. And selenium is linked to 25 pathways in your body. You need selenium, just a very small amount to share with your cells of your body. And your body's made of 60 trillion cells. Not 60,000, not 60 million, not 60 billion, but 60 trillion cells. So selenium is very important because it's needed to make selenium P, which protects your liver, selenium K, K for kidney, so it protects your kidney, selenium M, M for muscle, so it makes your muscles work properly, selenium N for nerves, so it makes your nerves work properly, thioredoxin reductase selenium, that one actually protects your heart. And selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, what a mouthful, that substance, when you've got selenium from Pharma Nord's tablet, bioseleno precise, then you've got enough selenium to make that mouthful, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase, that substance converts your thyroxine hormone made in your thyroid gland into the active form. Even mainly ladies who are under active thyroid, but you do get some men, but it's mainly ladies, when you take your tablet thyroxine from your doctor to stop you being underactive thyroid patient, the thyroxine you take is called T4, and it has to be converted into the active form called T3. And to do the conversion, you have to make that long name substance, selenoiodothyronine deiodinase. You have to make it from selenium. So by taking a tablet of BioSeleno Precise, you can make that substance to convert the T4 tablet thyroxine into the more active, much more active form T3. And then that will enhance the thyroxine's job of being so important, the thyroid gland making this hormone. And then women, when they're on thyroxine, if they've got symptoms of being overweight, depressed and tired, then their thyroxine levels will be brought up. But to convert it into the active form, then you need the selenium. So, yes, these minerals, the zinc, magnesium, iron, selenium, are all important. And when I read headlines which are glaring at me, I've stretched them across my desk here, I can see many different headlines which actually link to being helped. These situations of poorer health can be linked by taking one or even more of this range of health food products that are made by this company, PharmaNord, in Denmark. So looking, Alex mentioned I would be mentioning sugar. And there are several headings here. The one in the Daily Mail today, Friday, December the 16th, on page 5. There's a heading by Ben Spencer, their medical correspondent. Sugar levy is set to slash child obesity cases by 10%. It goes on to say, cases of obesity among primary school children will be reduced by a tenth when the sugar tax is imposed. This is predicted by expert scientists at the world-famous Oxford University have calculated. Wow, there will be 144,000 fewer cases of obesity among adults and children alike if the levy on sugar-laden soft drinks achieves its goals. But the biggest impact will be among under-11s, among whom there would be 45,000 fewer cases. That's 10% of the total number of children. The soft drink levy will also result in 29,000 fewer cases. This is an amazing prediction by Oxford University. 29,000 fewer cases when they bring in the sugar levy. 29,000 fewer cases of type 2 diabetes a year. And 269,000 fewer people reporting tooth decay annually, it is predicted. Wow, I know we say sugar is the new nicotine. We're trying to stop people smoking, setting fire to cigarettes and breathing in the smoke and causing some terrible problems. Heart disease, lung cancer. I mean, it's just crazy that people are still setting fire to little white things called cigarettes and breathing in the smoke. Now, this levy, going back to the levy on the sugar levy, the levy is due to start, oh, it's not till April 2018. And we're only just coming to the end of 2016. So, we've got time to wait. But this April 2018 will tax drinks at 2 bands according to how much sugar they contain. Those with high sugar content, more than 8 grams per 100 mil of the liquid, remembering that every 4 grams you read on a label is 1 teaspoonful of sugar. So a cola drink is actually 8 teaspoonfuls of sugar. A Mars bar is 8 teaspoonfuls of sugar. It's just unbelievable what people are allowed to put in so-called sweets and treats when they're just forcing sugar down the gullets of people on this island and the rest of the world and all the children. And they're expected to be taxed at 24p per litre. And those with medium sugar content, they'll be that's with 5 grams per 100 mil, they're expected to be levied at 18p per litre. The researchers writing in the Lancet Public Health Medical Journal, the world-famous Lancet, they predict manufacturers will finally reformulate their products to reduce the tax they have to pay. They estimate a reduction of 30% in the sugar content of high sugar drinks and 15% reduction in mid sugar drinks. If this target is hit, they predict the number of obese people in the UK will drop by 144,000 from 15.5 million. So there's still going to be a lot of obese people, but it will drop. This is obese, where the BMI, not just fat, this is where your BMI, that number they can measure relating your weight to your height, it will drop by 144,000. And of course, obesity links to so many problems: heart disease, kidney damage, diabetes, arthritic joints. That actually leads me to another little cutting that was in the Mail Tuesday, December the 13th, on page 48. It says, most people suffering with early stage osteoarthritis, that's like when your knees and your hips, your joints start to wear out as you age. Most people suffering with early stage osteoarthritis first feel pain when they are climbing stairs. Who says this? A professor, Philip Connaughton. He's a professor of musculoskeletal medicine. So this is a professor, a world authority, who spends his life researching the muscles of the skeleton and how, when they get damaged, he's at University of Leeds. He says that bending the knee as you walk upstairs increases the weight put on it, on the knee, and that triggers pain long before it's felt in other situations. There are so many people have told me in my pharmacy, oh, when I climb the stairs, my knee gives me terrible pain. And here we see the reason why. The bending of the knee as you walk upstairs increases the weight put on it, and that triggers pain long before it's felt in other situations. The good news is, he goes on to say, if you feel pain at this point going up the stairs, there are things you can do to stop it getting worse. Early arthritic pain is worsened by poor muscle strength. And if you strengthen the quadriceps, that's the muscles along the front of the thigh, then if you strengthen these quadricep muscles, the pain will reduce. He suggests exercises such as swimming or straight leg raises, in which you lie on your back and simply lift your leg off the ground without bending at the knee. That will strengthen the quadricep muscle. And then he says, losing weight will also help as it reduces the load upon the joint. Now, that is so pertinent to the fat and obese people in Great Britain, where we read in the previous article that if they drop the sugar levels, the people making drinks with far too much sugar, and they're going to be tempted to reduce the amount of sugar because they won't have to pay the sugar tax. So by reducing the amount of sugar because of the sugar tax, they'll help 10% of children no longer will be obese, and it will drop the number we read by 144,000 out of the 15 million who are obese and overweight. So there's still a long way to go. But here we can see that all these millions of people who are overweight and obese, and as they get older, they will head for osteoarthritis, the wear and tear. Then Professor Philip Conahan, Professor of Musculoskeletal Medicine at the University of Leeds, says that by losing weight then and strengthening your quadricep muscles, you can reduce the load upon your knee joint. And now, this losing weight, PharmaNord, we've mentioned their BioSeleno Precise to give you selenium, which you need to make 25 pathways. They have their world-famous product, BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. What a mouthful for the name of a capsule. But it's very important, because this word, BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram, this substance, Q10, and their product, Q10 Gold 100 milligram, is the sort of standard for the whole world, anybody making Q10 capsules, and don't buy them in tablets because it can't be released from a tablet. It has to be in an oil. And the PharmaNord product, BioQuinone Q10 Gold, this 100 milligram strength of this substance Q10, has been used in 89 world trials for different health problems. I've had the honor of being the only pharmacist in the world who's been to every world conference in the last 20 years on Q10. Q10 is made in your liver. It's found in every cell in your body. It's found in food like peanuts, mackerel, herring, sardines, small amounts. And you make most of your Q10 in your own liver. And as you age, your Q10 level, which gives you energy, the Q10 production in your body, in your liver, drops. When you're 2, your production is quite low, but you're very small, and it gives you enough energy. Q10's to do with making energy. You'll get up and go. And it's very important for every organ in your body, especially your heart, your kidney, etc. But every cell in the body needs Q10. Q10 means it's a molecule with 10 carbons in the molecule. Rats use Q9 with 9 carbons to get their energy. Flies use Q8 with 8 carbons so they can fly around your head and you can swap them with a fly killer. Q7 is used by moldy bread. When you come to get the piece of bread this morning and it's golden yellow, and you think, oh, it's all moldy. That mold is called mucormucedo, and it needs energy. And so, once again, it gets its energy from a form of Q10. So Q10's very important, and by the time you get to 20, you're making your maximum levels. By the time you get to age 40, your levels have dropped back to a 2-year-old. But if you're fit, you can still do everything you want. You can, if you're very fit, even be in the Olympics. You may not beat somebody of 20 because their Q10 levels are the highest of your whole lifetime. By the time you get to 80, and by the way, I'm 76, I'm 4 years of 80, but I'm not on any drugs for anything, and I do take Q10 every day, the BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram. I had my mother taking it, who did all the bookwork for my busy pharmacy, right up to her death at 92. And my uncle, he died last year at 99. They were both taking, including myself, BioQuinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsule and a tablet, which costs 10p a day, of the BioSeleno Precise to give us the selenium we need, because Great Britain's soil has the lowest selenium as a country in the world. And I said before, you need it to make many pathways. But coming back to overweightness, PharmaNord's new product called BioGlucose Control, this controls the glucose. We've talked about sugar coming in and how to reduce it. by the manufacturers of drink, they'll be dropping their levels of sugar so they won't lose the sales, and that will help everybody because sugar is the new nicotine. But BioGlucoControl controls your glucose. It's got two ingredients. It's got a berry called Mackey Berry, not Acai. This one's called Mackey Berry, and it's found, this berry, in a plant which grows up in the mountains of Chile. The people living there have been eating it for years. It's a purple berry, and the tablet BioGlucoControl, which you can buy from any health food shop or pharmacy that stocks the Pharmanord range, the BioGlucoControl ingredient, this purple berry, stops the enzyme glucosidase, which normally turns starch, your bread, your potatoes, your pizza, your pasta, your rice, they all contain starch, and that breaks down to sugar. So by blocking the pathway, glucosidase, you won't get all that sugar. The second ingredient in the tablet is called chromium, that they used to make car bumpers from in the 1950s and 60s, before they started making bumpers out of rubber and plastic. And you need 1/100,000,000 of a gram of chromium. 1/100,000,000 of a gram. You cannot imagine how small that is. And you're going to share it with 60 trillion cells. Unbelievable small amount each cell needs. But when you've got the right amount of chromium, and it's in the BioGlucoControl tablet, the purple tablet, that allows the right amount of sugar to enter the cell. Without the chromium, your insulin, waiting patiently with the sugar to give it to your cells, because you need some sugar for energy, but not the amount we're all eating, then the right amount of sugar will enter the sugar channel, and then you'll make a hormone, last funny word, leptin, which tells your brain, I feel full. And you can take it along with your other tablets. We don't sell it to people with type 1 diabetes who are on insulin, but people who are type 2, they can have it with their diabetic type 2 treatment, and trials have been done with people on the probably the best well-known diabetic tablet called metformin, where they've also taken at the same time the BioGlucoControl tablet, which is working in a slightly different way to the way the metformin works. And I had a lady of 16 stone who should have been 11 stone. She was on metformin. And when she pricked her finger in the morning before she'd eaten anything, the number when she pricks her finger should be between 4 and 7. She was getting highs of 11. And within 1 month of taking two purple tablets of BioGlucoControl, in addition to her other medications, which included metformin, the famous medicine used to help control diabetes, her number within 1 month from taking two tablets a day dropped from number 11 to 7.7 in 4 weeks, which is an amazing improvement. A lady of 16 stone who had multiple sclerosis and had to use a scooter, electric scooter, to get round to the shops, she found after 3 months, three boxes of BioGlucoControl, in addition to any other medicine she was taking, that her weight went from 16 stone to 14 stone. Because when you've got the right amount of sugar going into your cell, now you've got the chromium in this tablet, then you don't eat as much. It curbs your appetite. The time, the interval between eating lengthens, and you don't get those up and downs, those highs and lows. How many shops have I worked in when I was a trainee pharmacy, where somebody at 11 o'clock would always say, I'm just popping up to the sweet shop to get a Mars bar, a Bounty, a Kit Kat. All these things are full of sugar because the people's breakfasts are not giving them the sugar in their porridge enough to satiate their desire for sugar to give them a bit of energy. So by 11 o'clock, they all feel because the sugar hasn't gone into the cell. Instead, the sugar's being stored on your fat bottom, your fat belly, your double chin, and even if you don't drink alcohol, you're getting non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So BioGlucose Control, and they've now added a dose for children over 5, where they can take one tablet a day. So that should be another big improvement for helping this situation of these rocketing levels of people getting diabetes. I mean, at the moment, one person in 20 is diabetic. In 9 years' time, 2025, it'll be one person in 12 walking down the street statistically, or at a football match, or the cinema, or at a theatre. You can't believe the numbers are now, listeners, but it's a fact. The way the graph's rocketing, one person in 12 will be type 2 diabetic. Q10 can help the people who are tired, but the BioGlucose Control will also help because the right amount of sugar will give you your energy. There was another article. This was in the Daily Express, Tuesday, December the 13th. Public health nutritionist Dr. Emma Derbyshire says, women are tired not only because they are working hard or heading up families, but also because they are running on empty when it comes to iron. She adds, many people are low in iron, and you do need iron. So if you're a lady in particular, and you always seem to be tired, we call it TAT, T-A-T-T, tired all the time, T-A-T-T. The effects can be dramatic when your doctor sends your blood off and finds you are anemic, and then he puts you on iron tablets, and then, because many of us don't get enough iron in our diets. And Jane Simons writes in the Daily Express, Tuesday, December the 13th, that this could be the reason for a major cause of feeling constantly exhausted. It was good to read that statins that 8 million people take can reduce the risk of getting Alzheimer's. So keep taking your statins to lower your cholesterol. And if you feel that the statins are causing muscle aches or tiredness, the statins can reduce your level of Q10. So don't stop taking your statins. These are life-saving wonder drugs. But put back the Q10. It's easy. Take a capsule, one or two a day, of Bioquinone Q10 Gold, 100 milligram. I've had many customers over the years. I've been selling Bioquinone Q10 Gold 100 milligram capsules. Many customers who are on statins, some of them in their 80s, who say they're tired, they've got muscle aches. And we know, the scientists have told us, and I've been to the world conferences, that the statins can block some of your Q10 production, and they can also block some of your selenium, which we've got the lowest levels in the world anyway. It can block some of your selenium doing its job properly.
Dennis, take
Bioquinone Q10 Gold and Bioselenium Precise with your statins, and you'll have a wonderful improvement. You'll keep your cholesterol low, and it will greatly reduce the risk of getting Alzheimer's.
As ever, Dennis, you've provided another rich tapestry of a smorgasbord of delightful information and useful information.
Alex, there was so much more in the papers helping us.
We know, but Reverend Marie Edwards, the full-time chaplain for the James Cook University Hospital, is in the studio. And good morning, Marie, by the way.
Good morning, everybody.
And good morning, Reverend.
As I said, you know, with the energy of Q10, you could probably continue for a few days well beyond the festive season and into all sorts of other zones, etc.
Hopefully I will.
And you will, exactly.
I'm only a young lad of 76.
Me a babe.
Exactly. This is the critical thing. Dennis, have you had a reasonably interesting telephone?
I am, and I'm off to work now.
There you go, you see. So yeah,
counting the tablets, doing the prescriptions, and giving all this advice to all and sundry.
Precisely. Dennis will return, probably in the interim period between Christmas and the New Year. We'll speak about that sort of piece. Happy holidays, happy Hanukkah. Having a sensational time, British Times, Dennis. And we will speak before the end of 2016, I have no doubt.
Try and stop me. Thank you, Mr. Thank you.